Hello everyone, here I am with one more podcast, and today's episode is on 6 reasons why no English is important in today's world. So, let's talk about it. Is it important to you? Well, here we go. Welcome to Martin's English new episode. Well, today we have this theme about 6 reasons why no English is important in today's world. Why learn English? Well, language is one of our primary source of communication. It's how we share ideas with others. Some people even say that language is what separates us from animals and makes us human. There are thousands of languages in the world. Countries have their own national languages in addition to a variety of local languages spoken and understood by their people in different regions. Some languages are spoken by millions of people and others by only a few thousand. English is one of the languages spoken by many, with about 20% of the global population speaking it. That's 1.5 billion people. But did you know that most of those people are native speakers? Only about 360 million people speak English as their first language. Given its popularity in everyday communication, academia, business, and entertainment, it's no wonder many are saying it's important for non-native speakers to hurry up and learn English. Okay, let's speak about the top 6 reasons why English is important. The number one is, it's an international common tongue. The number two is, it's the language of academia. Number three, no English gives you access to a wealth of online and printed media. Number four, it comes in handy when traveling. Number five, it's essential if you want to work in international business or commerce. Number six, it's the language of Hollywood. Okay, let's speak about and discuss about the number one. English is the international common tongue. Well, there are several factors that make the English language essential to communication in our current time. First of all, even for those who don't use English as their primary language, it is a very common second language in various cultures. Well, this means that two people who come from different countries, for example, a Mexican and Swede, usually use English as a common language to communicate. That's why everyone needs to learn the language in order to get in touch on an international level. Speaking English well will help you communicate with people from countries all over the world. Not just speak English, speaking it once, that applies whether you're traveling, doing business, or communicating with others on social media. How did English become so popular? Well, English originally developed in England as one of the Indo-European languages. But through the historic efforts of the British Empire, it has become the primary or secondary language of many former British colonies such as the United States, Canada, Australia, and India. Currently, English is the primary language not only of the countries actively touched by British imperialism, but also many business and cultural sphere dominated by those countries. It is the language of Hollywood and of international banking and business. As such, it is a useful and even necessary language for many to know. Number two, let's talk about it's the language of academia. Well, English is also essential in the field of education. In many countries, children are taught and encouraged to learn English as a second language. Even in countries where it is not an official language, such as the Netherlands or Sweden, we will find that many syllabi in science and engineering are written in English. Furthermore, English is generally thought to be the language of higher education. Many of the world's top universities are English-speaking schools. Because English is the dominant language in the science and international research. Most of the research studies you find in any given scientific field will be written in it as well. At the university level, students in many countries study almost all their subjects in English in order to make their material more accessible to international students. English as a medium of instruction. Well, in fact, English as a medium of instruction, EMI, is an increasingly popular model. Educational institutions may choose to use the English language to teach any given subject sometimes because it is a commonly spoken language in that geographical region, but also sometimes because the institution seeks to attract a population of students who believe that conducting their study in English makes them more employable in the world. There is some contention about whether EMI is beneficial or in the whole. While it's true that studying English can be a highly sought after and employable skill, some worry that using English in academics can threaten local language and therefore erase learners' identities. Furthermore, if teachers and students aren't both invested using EMI and also quite fluent in the language, the quality of learning can be diminished. Number 3, it's favored for the internet and press. Well, on the internet, the majority of websites use English. Even sites in other languages often give you the option to translate the site. The running app language is Russian, but it only claims about 6% of websites. So English is the clear winner when it comes to the internet, and the amount of education content on the internet is probably even more heavily skewed toward English dominance since, as we already discussed, the modern world of research and academics favors English. English publications are everywhere. It's also the primary language of the press. More newspapers and books are written in English than in any other language. And basically, no matter where in the world you are, you will find some English books and newspapers available. In fact, because it is so dominant in the national communication, you have access to more information regarding nearly every subject if you can understand the language. Another world of literature. Well, if you know English, you will also be able to read many great works of literature in their original versions. Of course, there are great works of literature originally written in French, Spanish, Sanskrit, Greek, Chinese, and countless other languages. Nonetheless, a good portion of the classic literature canon is made up of works that were written in English, and translations don't always capture the magic of great writers and poets like William Shakespeare and Emily Dickinson. Number 4, English is useful for international travel. Having a good understanding of communicating in English makes it easier to travel around the globe because it is the main international common language for foreigners. Knowing English makes it easy to get assistance and help in many parts of the world. You can test this by looking at online travel options. Any travel booking site you can find will have English as a booking option. Not only is English useful for tourism, but many international conferences, competitions, and celebrations are held in English as well. The Olympics, for example, it comes in handy almost wherever you go for business and or leisure. Number 5, it's essential for international business. English skills will also help you in any business venture you choose to follow. If you visit some office, companies, governmental organizations, or even math or engineering companies, you will observe the importance of English. Many big companies will hire professional staff only after getting to know whether they have good English or not. It's not uncommon for companies who want to function at an international level to only consider their staff to be well-educated if they are fluent English speakers, writers, and readers. Number 6, it's the language of Hollywood. Everyone knows that Hollywood is in the United States and that the biggest television and music industries in the world are based there. As I mentioned above, TV and movies are a great way to practice your English once you start learning. What's more, the English opens up thousands of movies, television shows, and games for your enjoyment. And if you want to work in the entertainment industry one day, E7 is even more essential. Those who are still unaware of the importance of English should start learning it, because it seems like the time is fast approaching when just about everything will be done in English. In some ways, the time is already here. Go ahead, watch some English movies to get an idea of the language. You won't be disappointed. Now let's speak about some resources for learning English. Well, although many people think that it is very difficult and confusing, English is actually the easiest language of the world to learn because there are so many resources available. As soon as you decide you want to learn, there are thousands of resources on the internet and in bookstores. I'm not just talking about lessons and grammar books. You can supplement traditional learning materials with children's TV shows and books. I suggest watching as much TV as you can in English with English subtitles, and you'll pick up conversational English in no time. Well, now it's for the moment. We'll be discussing another subject next time. So thanks so much for listening to Martin's English. See you next time. Bye.